Have you ever walked in poverty's shoes? Have you ever actually went down the journey?
It's a good question. Yeah. I think poverty vir verskillende mense is verskillend. So ek was definitief arm groot geword. En ons het baie rondgetrek as gevolg van geld wat opraak en werk, jy weet my pa wat sy werk verloor. So daai tipe armoede het ek al ervaar, but there is poverty that I've seen that I cannot relate with. I can't.
If you had to mention one,
yeah,
I know everyone, every single one of us, even you that's listening right now, yeah, have ons het 'n vriend of a family, yeah, wat nou deur daai situasie gaan en al probeer hulle om op vroeg op te staan en verskil te maak, dit help nie.
Yeah.
Staan jy?
Yeah.
They rely on len, you know, skenk 'n bietjie R50 yeah, hier en daar. They rely on skort 'n bietjie geld hier en daar. Yeah. If you had to share one.
Yeah.
One situation or memory behind poverty,
well,
which one would it be?
I would definitely share this one with my first experience of shooting a music video. The song's name was Liefdesvrygewig. And we wanted to shoot in the poorest areas in Pretoria that I could find. So we went to Marabastat, you know, to go find all the places where people are sleeping on the street. We wanted to show the camera in places where people don't normally look, or the cameras don't normally look. You always see the nice houses, but you never see this side of, you know, of your city. And we went into Mamelodi at one stage, and there was a stadium, Asgard, net so voor die Mamelodi, I don't know if you know it, but as soon as you drive into Mamelodi, there's a big, this was Asgard. People go dump their stuff there.
Yeah.
And also daar gaan shoot, and what my heart gebreek is, there's mense wat daar bly, because they've been excommunicated from the community. So they live in the trash and they build their houses out of trash. And this just broke my heart, because there's literally brothers and people that I, you know, that could be related to living in trash. And it was really, it was my brothers. You know, that's what I felt like. My brothers and sisters are living in trash and I'm their neighbors. How can I not be doing anything? So that's what broke my heart about this song as well. Is just also, I don't have all the resources to help as much as I feel I want to. But what I do have is music. So if I can share awareness, then I've done something.
So dis wanneer die enkels net oor genoeg inkom.
Ja, dis reg. Ja.
Which is not for the faint hearted.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you know now. Waaroor sing jy daar?
Ja, so die idee is dat op 'n stadium met, wel kom ek sê vir jou waar die liedjie ontstaan het, dit is die eerste liedjie wat ek geskryf het vir die album, en ek onthou ek het 'n prentjie gesien, of 'n boodskap gehoor van 'n predikant of iemand, en hy het gesê, die hemel en die hel, I'm going to explain it in English, because it's very interesting, so he says that hell in heaven, he saw this picture of big tables in heaven and hell, and in hell, the big tables are long and wide, and in the middle of the tables, there's these buckets of food. But all people have to eat these foods are these long wooden spoons, and they have to reach in into the middle and bring it to their mouths. But as soon as they drag the spoon in, it falls out, so they can't feed themselves and they end up starving. But the same thing is in heaven, and these long tables, in the middle of this table, these foods and amazing, you know, sustenance, and people have these long spoons and they grab, but what happens in heaven is they feed each other. So that's what makes it work there. And when I saw that picture, I thought to myself, you know, if we can be more generous, that might be a step in the right direction. And that's where the song was born, out of kind of that emotion and just thinking about how, you know, I think it's so warped that people have more than they need. There are certain groups of people that have more than they need. And then there are, in the same breath, people that have nothing.
And ons is nie bereid om te gee nie.
Yeah, so I think
right?
that's
a groot probleem.
Yeah, you become selfish, yeah, especially when you get hurt.
Yeah.
But you have to get over that, and you know, the more you give, the more you receive.
The game met alles wat aangaan met die dwelms op die strate, die rede hoekom mense so bang is om te gee, is want they think every single, you know, homeless person or beggar, whatever it is, you know, they're going to run to drugs. Do you think that that's the reason?
I don't know. I try and always see, you know, the good in people, and I try and see the potential and the hope. It's not easy. I have burned my fingers with someone that I tried to help from the inner city in Pretoria, and you know, the person just couldn't get out of the drug habit, you know. So I get that as well. I've tried it. I'm not talking out of, you know. I'm talking out of experience. I've tried. And my mom used to bring in, you know, street kids, and we used to share the little bread that we had. But, you know, I've seen stuff like that. But I just think it's a mentality. And if your approach is selfish, then, you know, the result will be selfish. But if your approach is, listen, I'm going to be generous as much as I can, but be smart about it, you know. You can have discernment with it as well. So that's what I try and, you know, discern where I should give and where I shouldn't.